Center. This grant will help us to study and better understand why some kids try cigarettes and quit, and while others go on to become regular smokers. The College of Medicine recently received a grant for $11 million from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. Professor and head of the department, Dr. Malik, hopes to define the cellular and molecular mechanisms of acute lung injury and lung failure and develop novel therapies targeting this disease, which is a major cause of mortality in intensive care units, by the way. Our School of Public Health received a $4.5 million grant to expand CeaseFire, the Chicago-based project for violence prevention that has been proven to be effective in reducing violence in vulnerable neighborhoods. CeaseFire has been adopted in communities throughout the country and is being embraced around the world. Dr. Slutkins, who's pictured here, was featured on the cover of the New York Times magazine. Bullying in schools has been a very prominent topic in the national news, and I'm delighted to report to you that the Ford Foundation is providing a grant to UIC to study adolescent bullying. Slide 6. We're also engaged on the local level. On October the 20th, Oprah Winfrey and Toni Morrison took the stage at the UIC Forum for the Chicago Public Library Foundation's Carl Sandburg Literary Awards Dinner to talk about the power of literacy. There were also remarks by Jane Carr Thompson, president of the Library Board, former First Lady of Illinois, and a 1967 UIC alumna. And Mayor Daley spoke, as well as Jim Tyree. To better understand, slide 7, I'll move along, to better serve our local community, I'm happy to report UIC's Miles Square Health Center received a $12 million grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to build a new facility in the Illinois Medical District. The new 40,000 square foot facility will replace the current aging structure. There is an item, by the way, in your board packet seeking your approval to move forward with this very important project. The UIC College of Medicine, in collaboration with Cook County Jail and the Illinois State Prison System, is studying ways to identify, test, and treat inmates with HIV to provide case management after they are released in order to maintain effective treatment. This local and state collaboration is being supported by the National Institutes of Health. Just a few more remarks. Slide 8. I just want to highlight some of the major recent honors awarded to our faculty and to leaders within our administrative team. Mark Resnick, Distinguished University Professor in Physiology and Biophysics and Psychiatry, has been named a fellow by the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Juan Carlos Caposono in the Department of Physics has been named a recipient of the very, very prestigious 2011 Oliver E. Buckley Prize in Condensed Matter Physics. Terry Weaver, who I think is in the audience today, our new dean of the College of Nursing, whom we recruited from Penn, was elected to the board of directors of the Academy, the American Academy of Nursing. And last but not least, I want to highlight the fact that several of our faculty have been selected as Fulbright scholars in our departments of chemistry, performing arts, and communications. And I want to close with, I want to recognize some of our students, and one particular student. The last slide, please. Mario Martinez, a medical student from our Peoria campus, was one of 14 Americans recognized with the Jefferson Award, regarded as the Nobel Prize for Public Service. I'll conclude. As always, can you tell, I'm enormously proud of our students, our staff and faculty, and of our accomplishments, and I thank you. It's an honor to serve this university as Chancellor of the University of Illinois at Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Appreciate it. You have established yourself as one of the great leaders in Chicago, and as I travel around the city over and over again, people recognize your tremendous leadership here, and we're lucky to have you, so
thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Ed, maybe we'd ask your committee to report.
All right, very good.
Would that be okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm reporting on the Budget Audit Finance Facilities Committee. Our committee met on January 10th, really using all three facilities of Chicago, Springfield, and Champaign. Present were Trustee Montgomery, Oliver, Student Trustee Olivier, Treasurer McKeever, and myself. And we had a rather large crowd attending in the various locations, but in addition, the university officers of Walter Knorr, Abhijit Ghosh, and Meena Rao were also present. Minutes were approved, various presentations before the committee. First of all, representatives of UNS Canup made a presentation relative to the revisions to our endowment and operating pool allocations. Secondly, Vice President Ghosh previewed key elements of the AAR report presentation that I believe he's going to make later on today. Dr. David Marion previewed a presentation that he will be making today on the state of Illinois finances and budget. Vice President Knorr presented recommendations on student fees and room and board proposals for fiscal year 2012. Associate Vice President Mike Bass reported on the Miles Square Health Center, as Chancellor Al Mears just mentioned, and the federal grant for this new facility in Chicago. Also a proposed revision concerning art and architecture, which we talked a great deal about and had representation on at the last meeting. Vice President Ghosh also reported on revisions to the Research Park Board of Managers composition. Vice President Habenacker reported on procurement recommendations, particularly on consulting services in connection with the medical center. In connection with all of these presentations, there are several items on the agenda for our consideration. I'll just review them briefly. Item one is a resolution concerning art and architecture policy. Item 10, which is student fees for Urbana, Champaign, and Chicago for the fiscal year 2012. Item 11, which is a rate change for university-operated housing for fiscal 2012. Item 12, which is amendments to the endowment and operating funds as a result of the presentation from Enos Canup. Item 14, which we're pulling from the agenda, Mr. Chairman, relative to the operating agreement at the Research Park, we're going to look at some modifications to that and come back and address that at the March meeting. So it will not inhibit the operation, but it will hopefully answer some of the questions that we've had about that. So that will be a pulled item 14. Item 16 is the project for the Miles Square Health Center, which we've talked about. And item 17, which is the purchase recommendation for services for the medical center. We adjourned early, Trustee Stoble. We did get back a little bit of our time that we were owing you, and we'll appreciate that in future meetings. If there are no further questions relative to our committee, I will turn the floor over to Vice President Walter Knorr, who will make some further presentations, Mr. Chair.
Just on that item 14, I think, just to be clear, directionally everybody was very comfortable with where we were headed. There were some technical legal issues, which we're just getting another round of advice on, but that's the issue and nothing else.
No, nothing major problem with it. There have been, Council Barrows has been in consultation on some issues relative to the operating agreement. Also relative to the particular staffing of the board, and so we're going to try to wrap all those issues into one recommendation, which will come forward in the March meeting. But it will not in any way inhibit the operation of the Research Park Board.
And my understanding was that we just ran out of time to sequence one more meeting, and
that's correct. But it'll work fine.
Okay. Thank you,
Walter. If you would.
Good morning. It's my pleasure first to introduce Dr. David Merriman, who is going to give us a timely update with regard to the state's finances and budget. And I'm going to have Dr. Merriman come to the podium.
Thanks very much, and it's a pleasure to be here. Chairman Kennedy, Governor Quinn, and President Hogan. I appreciate the opportunity to present for you today. I have a mix of, I'm afraid, some good news and some bad news. I'll try and update you about what's been going on. We were asked to give an update on the Illinois' economic and fiscal challenges in response. And of course, we've seen a lot of action in this area. Let's see, that's it. So this is just an outline of the things that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give you a little bit of an update on the recent legislative actions, talk about the Illinois economy, take a step back, state revenue trend, our view of the depth of the fiscal problem, and adequacy of legislative proposals and implications for higher ed and the economy. I should say that a lot of the work I'm doing here comes out of a project we've been doing at the Institute of Government and Public Affairs, Fiscal Future, a project which we've been working on for a couple of years. And so this, just in terms of the recent legislative actions, what's happened, of course, is an increase in the personal income tax rate from 3% to 5% beginning from the beginning of this calendar year. There's a temporary nature to that. It's scheduled to decline first in 2015 and then again in 2024, falling back to 3.25%. The corporate income tax rate also went up a bit less than proportionally to the personal income tax rate, and that also is scheduled to decline over the next decade or so. There's some other more technical provisions of the law. One thing that's been quite important to the business community is the suspension of net operating loss absorption, which basically makes it difficult for them to claim a tax credit from losses in past years. There are some estimates of the revenue that will be raised, and these are yearly amounts, it's important to point out. So about $6.6 billion annually from the personal income tax increase, and you see the other numbers up there. In addition, an important revenue part of the revenue picture was borrowing to pay the pension payments of $3.7 billion. But as Governor Quinn mentioned earlier, there has not yet been approval of borrowing for unpaid bills, the backlog of unpaid bills, which is now over $6 billion. On the spending side, there also were some important provisions. Something got a little less attention in the press was an increase in Medicaid managed care, something that's been talked about for many years and finally came about, estimated to save about $800 million in savings over a five-year period. There's also important provisions that limit state spending to 2% per year within the general fund. As I talked about two meetings ago when I gave a presentation here, the general fund is only a little more than half of state spending. There's also money outside the general fund. And so it's difficult to know what the total effect will be on state spending, partially because of that. We estimate, now that cap on state spending, general fund spending, goes to all types of spending, including debt service and pension. We estimate that spending on those two categories has to increase more than 2% a year over the next few years. And as a result, other spending must actually decrease 1% per year, according to our best estimates of what's going to happen. So although spending is allowed to increase outside of those two categories, we don't think it will be able to increase under the limits. So the somewhat of good news, I want to talk about the Illinois economy in general. And although we've been getting some really grim fiscal news, and of course we're in a recession, it's important to remember that the Illinois economy is actually quite a strong economy. This graph shows the median household income in Illinois, its rank compared to other states. And it goes back to 1984. You can see that in 1984, Illinois had about the 17th highest median household income. And it's bounced around over the years, but it's certainly always remained in the top half. And currently, or the most recent data we have, it's about 17th, so in the top third. So the Illinois is still quite a well-off state compared to the rest of the nation. If you look at other statistics, Illinois also does quite well. This is an update of a graph I also showed you two meetings ago. This shows the unemployment rate, and it's relative to the start and end of the recession.